Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coastal areas are already flooded and tens of thousands are without power.
Let's go to South Carolina this morning. Myrtle Beach correspondent Don Daler's on the line. Don, good morning. Are you feeling any of the effects down there yet as this thing comes ashore?
Good morning. We are starting to feel the effects. We're getting wind gusts, I'd say 35, 40 miles an hour, whipping around pretty good. But as you know, we are south of the storm. And interestingly, the wind hitting us is not coming off the Atlantic. It's coming from inland, from the west. And that's because we are getting these gusts that are coming out over land from the hurricane and then spinning back around in a circle. So that's where our weather is coming from. The concern is that once this storm moves further inland and starts to perhaps slide south, that we're going to start getting the torrential rains, perhaps even get the storm surge. And of course, it depends on how long the storm stays over this area or nearby. I'm sitting in my vehicle right now on Ocean Boulevard, which is one block from the Atlantic. There is not much rain coming down right now, but if we get the 20 inches of rain, we get the storm surge, the rivers back up, and we have flooding of that nature, Ocean Boulevard will soon become part of the ocean.
Yeah, people there, I mean, have dealt with storms in the past. What level of preparation are you seeing and feeling around you?
You know, the people out here, all up and down the East Coast, but especially around here, they are used to storms. They're not used to a direct impact from hurricanes. Just the way this coast is shaped, a lot of times they will dodge the bullet. But they do know that this was a serious one. So about 80% of the people evacuated. I'm looking at buildings that are boarded up. It's a complete ghost town, and I'm in downtown Myrtle Beach, which this time of year would be absolutely, perhaps not at this early hour, but is normally just bustling with tourists. It's very empty. The state has opened about 66 shelters throughout the area west of here. Right now, fewer than 5,000 people have taken advantage of that, but they have capacity for 30,000 in all. If we do get the flooding that they fear, then I think that those will fill up. And the state tells us that they have the capacity for another 30,000 in additional shelters should that be necessary to open them up.
CBS News correspondent Don Daler this morning from Myrtle Beach. Thanks for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.